Hello, my name is Lynn Thompson, Poet Laureate for the City of Los Angeles, and I'm happy to welcome listeners to this installment of Poems on Air, a podcast supported by the Los Angeles Public Library. Every week, I'll present the work of poets I admire, poets who you should know, and poets who have made a substantial and inimitable contribution to the art and craft of poetry. On August 13th, alongside Grant Heyer, inaugural Poet Laureate of Anaheim, California, I co-hosted an event, A Day of Poetry in Los Angeles, at the Los Angeles Central Library. More than 100 local poets were photographed for the library's archives, and 62 poets read their work in the library's Mark Taper Auditorium. I was the happy recipient of a recent book of one of the attendees, Tracy Kato Kiriyama. Kato Kiriyama is an award-winning multi-inter- and transdisciplinary artist and the author of Navigating Without Instruments, based on unceded Tonga land in the South Bay of Los Angeles. Of this collection, poet F. Douglas Brown says in part, "Here, Kato Kiriyama lays out our necessary practice, create art that celebrates community collaboration." Today's poem is Los Angeles is Such a Scorpio by Tracy Kato Kiriyama. Los Angeles is such a Scorpio. No, don't try to convince me with its Virgo assignment at birth. You want to know how I know LA is a Scorpio? You live here long enough and then travel out of town, then likely you at some point, definitely I, meet someone, usually somewhere not here, in the company of that person's longtime or born and raised living place. And as soon as they ask, "Where'd you come in from?" I can barely say Los Angeles. And there they go. People make all kinds of assumptions about us, passing judgment brimming with assumption, fixed ideas, and increasingly negative narratives. And then you realize a half hour into the conversation, they've never spent more than a weekend or two, more than a Disneyland trip or stop in Santa Monica, or the Venice Boardwalk, or Sunset Strip, or maybe Chinatown, but really just Far East Plaza. Nowhere anywhere close to the bones of our arena. Nope, nope, nope. Just like that time an ex had screamed into the phone upon learning, "I am a Scorpio," that they don't ever fuck with Scorpios, ever. What's your sign anyway, San Francisco? Note to self. Okay, at the very least, L.A., Neptune has got to be in Scorpio. The Los Angeles Poet Laureate was created as a joint program between the city's Department of Cultural Affairs and the Los Angeles Public Library, and this podcast will be available on the library's website. Episodes are also available on iTunes, Google, and Spotify. Thanks for listening.